All right. Now, I was talking to a friend this week, and he said that while he was listening to probably the last few shows, he caught a word that I've started using lately with more frequency, and that's the word Americanism. This, the American Redoubt, is where Americanism should be preserved. In a post-collapse world, if everything falls apart, or if the rest of the country wants to reject God and traditional American values, then at least within the American Redoubt, this is where Americanism should not only survive, but thrive. Now, of course, yay, everybody's in agreement. At least that's my vision. But John Jacob Schmidt, what do you mean? I mean, when you say Americanism, what do you mean? What comes to mind when you say Americanism? Well, that's a valid question. For me, the easiest way to convey to you what I mean when I say Americanism is to tell you to go back and listen to all the previous shows. Then you'll understand what I mean. But some of you are new to Radio Free Redoubt. Some of you haven't had the time to go back and listen to every show all the way back to the beginning. And that's okay. The most comprehensive understanding of what I mean by Americanism would be gained by visiting wallbuilders.com and by going through and listening to every one of their archived podcasts. Wall Builders. It's the most effective resource that I know of and that I use on a regular basis to help me understand what a miracle the American experiment, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution really is. When you start realizing that the founders really intended and envisioned for America, and when you start to uncover our hidden American history that's been swept under the rug, and you start to learn about our heritage, it makes you angry. It's infuriating when you realize that America is certainly being fundamentally changed and doesn't look anything like the America that existed even 50 years ago, much less 230 years ago. And I mean the ideals that make America, America. If you want to do something for yourself and for your children as a gift to you and your family, for your posterity, go to www.wallbuilders.com and start recovering your buried heritage and start learning what was stolen from you. You'll be mad, hopefully motivated to action, so ticked off that you'll make it your mission to preserve Americanism. You know, we air a different episode of Wall Builders Live, a podcast, every Sunday evening right before the John Jacob Schmidt Show. When I say Americanism, to answer your question, my friend, I mean a society, a nation that's led by godly men who cherish liberty. I mean a government that is servant of the people and not the other way around. A constitution that serves as a restraint to government. And if we ever get the chance of a do-over, teeth added that would hold our elected officials accountable by a system of public humiliation, monetary fines, imprisonment, and in some cases, death to tyrants who blatantly disregard the constitutional restraints and who commit acts of treason. Americanism is a nation where our sovereignty is guarded against global agendas of men from other countries who wish to exert their will on us through treaties that strengthen our enemies and weaken us as a sovereign, self-ruling republic, where the states are recognized as sovereign, which collectively rule over the federal government and not the other way around, and aren't hindered from governing themselves, while recognizing and protecting the sovereignty of the individuals and the families, the citizen. Americanism doesn't punish the productive by overtaxation and overregulation, and it doesn't coerce those productive citizens and businesses into subsidizing the non-productive elements of society. Americanism exists where all able-bodied men and women are not only allowed but encouraged to bear arms in defense of themselves, their families, their communities, and their nation against criminals and tyrannous rulers, and not a place where women murder their own children in their wombs. Americanism protects its children. Americanism also protects its citizens. It protects them from being coerced into funding, through their taxes, government programs that violate that citizen's moral, religious, and ethical principles. It's an awareness that government does not produce anything, but rather consumes. And the more it consumes, the more voracious its appetite becomes. Americanism is aggressive, protection of our borders and fulfillment of the government's duties to ensure citizens are protected on U.S. soil and invaders and aliens are repelled. It rallies to protect the rights of all its citizens, and it adheres to the premise that those rights are not granted by the government and therefore cannot be encroached upon. That these basic rights ensuring liberty come from the Creator, God, more specifically from Christ, our Lord, whom without there can be no liberty. Americanism is the awareness that without God there can be no enduring liberty. There has never been an example of a lasting liberty after a nation rejected God. Americanism knows that to reject God is to embrace tyranny. Americanism cannot tolerate the loss of liberty of a citizen without due process and by constitutional authority. It is the refusal to recognize law enforcing powers that are not derived from constitutional authority. It's the right of parents to exercise sovereignty over their children, to raise as they see fit, and to have their will honored and respected regarding the ideals and values instilled in their children, and the liberty to refuse to expose their children to ideals that are an affront to the parents' moral and religious convictions. Americanism never allows its citizens to forget their heritage and passes that heritage down to the next generation, and it guards against revisionist historians who attempt to erase and distort our heritage and who work tirelessly to discredit and invalidate the intentions and the works of the brilliant men who conceived of, fought for, and handed down to us this greatest nation that ever existed on earth in the history of mankind. Americanism is the freedom from government surveillance and tracking. It is freedom from being accused of being a potential domestic terror threat for espousing such radical ideals as homeschooling, state sovereignty, anti-globalism, the Tea Party movement, third-party candidates, or being a proponent of the Second Amendment or any other portion of the United States Constitution, or for speaking out or taking a stand against the murdering of children, or for stating that a marriage is between a man and a woman, or demanding that the government fulfill its duties such as securing our borders. Americanism is the refusal to subjugate our sovereignty and authority to a foreign council, board, committee, or any other body of international facilitators who are not American and who do not place their allegiance to America above all other allegiances. Americanism means that the government does not spend more than it transfers to itself through taxation, and that it's a responsible steward for the treasury that we, the citizens, entrust them with, not to squander it recklessly, and that they set and adhere to a budget just like the rest of us, that they're held accountable criminally when they do not, except for special circumstances such as war. Americanism keeps a standing military, highly trained and ready for war, and understands that a strong defense is the best and most effectual means of preserving peace, that if maintained properly will avert the necessity for war in the overwhelming majority of the time. Americanism repulses at the notion and the actions of leveraging our land and our natural resources in closed-door meetings to secure loans from foreign governments and entities who have indicated or demonstrated hostility toward us. Americanism opposes the centralization of power and authority under the auspices of keeping us safe while they erode our constitutionally protected rights. Americanism strongly rejects policies and agendas that are deeply rooted in or influenced by communist, Marxist, socialist, globalist, statist, atheist, or Islamic ideals. It is fundamentally Judeo-Christian. Now that I'm warmed up, shall I begin defining Americanism? Are you starting to get the point? Because there's more, a lot more. That's what I stand for. That's what you stand for, and that's what the American Redoubt stands for in a world and even in a nation that's rejecting Americanism. In the United States today, Americanism is radical, even extremist. That's why patriots across the country and in other countries are taking the gap and redoubting to the mountain states of the inland Pacific Northwest, United States. This is the American Redoubt, but warning. Simply relocating to the American Redoubt states and then expecting to be surrounded by like-minded patriots and all your troubles and battles and with the liberals are over, That would be a mistake. You see, if every conservative American principle-loving patriot moved to the American Redoubt and just left the rest of the country to live its happy little America-hating life, let's just say, what if we said, okay, fine, you win. You can have all your liberalism, communism, and socialism over there, and we'll have our American ideals over here in this little piece of the continent called the American Redoubt. You think they'd be satisfied with that? Nope. They will not stop until every corner of the globe comes into submission to them. We have a fight on our hands. It's that simple. Well, actually, it's pretty complicated, but I'm trying to simplify it the best way I know how. We will have to fight for liberty again. I mean it. Just like the Founding Fathers did. If we can't turn this country around, if it does not repent, if we don't stop the machine that's slowly grinding forward and picking up momentum, I might add, America will be gone in our lifetimes. And at the rate things are accelerating, maybe in 20, 30 years, 10, 5, less, I don't know. But I do know this. As much as I want to see America restored, I've started realizing that we better start thinking about Plan B. And that is, what to do if, despite all our efforts to get in front of the bulldozer and push, it just keeps coming. Higher ground. Retreat. Take the gap. Move to a safe haven, a refuge. That's what hundreds of people are doing, that I know of. So that means thousands are relocating to the American Redoubt. Many of them are like-minded, and they don't even call it the American Redoubt. They may not even know about the American Redoubt movement. They call it getting out of Dodge before the bullets start flying and moving to a place they heard was really conservative. They are Redoubters and don't even know it. I've said this before. And all you out there in occupied America, there's going to come a time when you might not be able to take the gap. And if you do, if you wait too long to make your decision, like James Rawls said, you won't be coming here as a relocatee. You'll be coming as a refugee. Look what happened to the Jews who decided it was just wasn't feasible to redoubt to other places and get out of Poland because they had family or they had businesses or they had whatever. There came a time when they had to sneak out with what they had on their backs and what little family they still had left. So the American Redoubt sounding better? Yeah. I know. Didn't mean to scare you. Just trying to motivate you. Okay, I'm in. I'm all about the American Redoubt. So what do I do? Tell me what to do. Well, if you're not already in the American Redoubt, just concentrate on getting here. That's your mission.